I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, January 14th. Farmers in the American breadbasket are used to weather troubles. Floods, droughts, hail, and more. But a storm in May of 2024 was something new. It caused machinery to go haywire during the peak of planting season. That caused an estimated $500 million in losses. What was different about this storm was its source, the sun. Massive outbursts of particles and energy bombarded Earth. That caused impressive displays of the northern lights. But it also messed with GPS satellites. From the central United States, GPS positions were off by more than 200 feet. That messed with farm equipment, disrupting the planting. A recent study said that such breaks could be more common in the decades ahead. The sun goes through an 11-year cycle of storms. Big storms can cause all kinds of problems for modern technology. A couple of recent cycles were unusually quiet. And forecasts had called for the same from the current cycle, which peaked in 2024 and 25. But those forecasts were wrong. The current cycle has been much more active than the previous ones, with many more sunspots than expected and many more big outbursts. The recent study said that upcoming cycles could be even busier. The solar wind has been getting stronger since 2008, an indication that the sun is waking up from a sleepy period. So farmers, and the rest of us, could see more space weather problems in decades ahead. You can find out how to subscribe to our daily program at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.